Democrats in Congress.
Blog Talk Radio.
That's the only thing they do well. They do one thing well. You know what it's called? They have no ideas. They have no policies. They obstruct. That's all they do. Their word is, we resist. They don't resist. They obstruct. It's all they're good at. It's all they're good at. That's all they do on health care. They have 48 Democrats. We got no votes. We got no votes. And it would have been great health care. And by the way, would have been great health care for Arizona. Would have been great. So the Democrats have no ideas, no policy, no vision for the country, other than total socialism, and maybe, frankly, a step beyond socialism from what I'm seeing. Under their plan for America, your taxes will double or triple, your services will diminish, and your borders will be left wide open for everybody to come in and enjoy our country. Obamacare is a disaster. And think, we were just one vote away from victory after 7 years of everybody proclaiming repeal and replace. One vote away. One vote away. We were one vote away. Think of it. 7 years. The Republicans, and again, you have some great senators. But we are one vote away from repealing. But you know, they all said, Mr. President, your speech was so good last night. Please, Mr. President, don't mention any names. So I won't. No, I won't vote. One vote away, I will not mention any names. Very presidential, isn't it? Very presidential. And nobody wants me to talk about your other senator, who's weak on borders, weak on crime. So I won't talk about him. Nobody wants me to talk about him. Nobody knows who the hell he is. And now, see, I haven't mentioned any names. So now, everybody's happy. But we are going to get rid of Obamacare. I will never stop. One vote. I will never stop. We're going to get rid of Obamacare. Every day we're keeping our promises, and that includes our promises to our great, great veterans. Who's a veteran here? It's getting better. Getting really good. Nobody's fixed it. Nobody's been able to do it. And remember, I'm only here for less than 8 months. You know, when they talk about Obamacare, it was years. When they talk about...
Hello, Taryn.
Spent 8 years...
Yeah.
Welcome.
Yeah, hi.
Can you hear the audio?
8 years.
Yes, I can.
All right, just hang in there while we finish out the rally. We can't cut the rally short. We got to let the people hear it.
Well, it's obvious that we won the state of Arizona. Do you agree with that? It's pretty obvious. And we won it by a lot. And I hear we're winning it by even more right now. But if you think about it, Clinton, they spent 8 years and they weren't able to get health care. Other administrations spent all of their time, they weren't able to get it. Obama, what he did to get it, what he did to get it, including the guy, Gruber. Did you see Gruber got fired yesterday? He got fired because he defrauded somebody or something. Something very bad happened. Check it out. Something happened. Gruber, who lied about Obamacare, who called everybody fools for believing it. Obamacare is gone. It's a disaster. It's gone. Premiums in other states are going up at numbers that are even higher than the state of Arizona. Insurance companies are fleeing, and it's gone. So we're going to, I really believe that the Republicans, and maybe we'll get a couple of senators that think they're going to lose their race on the Democratic side, maybe. But we'll get it fixed. One vote. Speak to your senator, please. Speak to your senator.
Trump is kicking their ass tonight.
The VA to ensure our veterans have the care they so richly deserve, including choice.
Who's asked precisely?
If you've got to wait for 7 days and you're not feeling well, you go see a doctor, and we pay for your doctor. Isn't that good? And we got legislation approved that everybody said.
I didn't hear you, Taryn.
It's called VA.
Precisely, whose ass is he kicking?
We can fire them.
All the media, if you haven't been watching the rally, he's giving them the Moab bomb and the nuke bomb tonight.
Everybody said you couldn't get that. They've been trying to get that passed for 40 years. We got great legislation. You ever hear these liars back there where they say, but Trump hasn't gotten legislation? I think we've gotten more in a short period of time, in this 7 months. I think we've gotten more than anybody, including Harry Truman, who was number one. But they will tell you we got none. So we got VA accountability, so that you can fire people that are treating our veterans badly or aren't doing their job. Isn't that clear? We've also obtained historic increase in defense spending to prevent and deter conflict. We believe in peace through strength. We're building up our military like never before. Thousands and thousands of brave Americans have paid the ultimate price for our freedom. Now it's up to us to preserve and protect their legacy. Last night, as you know, I laid out my vision for an honorable and enduring outcome in a very tough place, a place where our country has failed, Afghanistan. This is a place where terrorists are trained, where you have people that are not exactly United States fans. Can I say that? And I will tell you that what we're going to do with our incredible military, they're going to make unbelievable sacrifices, and they've already made, in some cases, the ultimate sacrifice. But we're fighting for them. Our war fighters deserve the tools they need and the trust they've earned to fight and to win. Fight and to win. And you see what's going on in North Korea. All of a sudden, I don't know, who knows? But I can tell you what I said, that's not strong enough. Some people said it was too strong. It's not strong enough. But Kim Jong-un, I respect the fact that I believe he is starting to respect us. I respect that fact very much. Respect that fact. And maybe, probably not, but maybe something positive can come about. They won't tell you that. But maybe something positive can come about. Every American deserves a government that protects them, honors them, defends them, and fights for them. And by the way, speaking of that, you have three congressmen in the audience, and your governor, who met me at the plane, and he's now inside, but he said, I want to spend my time outside on security. I said, I think that's a great idea, Governor. But not that many people showed up, so I don't think it should be much of a problem. But you have a hell of a governor, Governor Ducey. You have a great governor. And we have three congressmen, a friend of mine who has been so great to me, Trent Franks. Where's Congressman Franks? Where is he? Get over.
People are wondering if Trump's going to hit Flake tonight and endorse, what's her name in Arizona? She did so good in the primary last time. Kelly Ward.
If I had to guess, he won't. He tends to buckle and back the establishment, backing John McCain when John McCain was up for re-election. And he,
you got a good point.
He's on the side of Mitch McConnell's guy in, what state is it?
Oh, yeah, in Alabama.
And there were two other,
Arkansas.
It's Jeff Flake's Senate seat. I mean, I'm sorry, Jeff Sessions' Senate seat. He is backed. He's backed pretty much a yes man to the McConnell agenda.
That voted for us, okay, for us. The same failed voices in Washington who opposed our movement are the same people who gave us one terrible trade deal after another, who gave us one foreign policy disaster after another, who sacrificed our sovereignty, our wealth, and our jobs. We don't need advice from the Washington, D.C. swamp. We need right now to drain the swamp. That's what's happening, too, believe me. Washington is full of people who are only looking out for themselves. But I don't come to Washington for me. You know, I've had a great life. I've had great success. I've enjoyed my life. Most people think I'm crazy to have done this. And I think they're right. But I enjoy it because we've made so much. I don't believe that any president has accomplished as much as this president in the first 6 or 7 months. I really don't believe. Including a great Supreme Court justice, Justice Gorsuch. I came to Washington for you. Your dreams are my dreams. Your hopes are my hopes. And your future is what I'm fighting for each and every day. It's so important. Our agenda is the pro-worker agenda. We've accomplished historic amounts in a short period of time. We've signed more than 50 pieces of legislation. They said we've signed none. We've signed 50. Appointed Justice Gorsuch. Nominated 31 new federal judges with many more on the way. So importantly, we have aggressively canceled job-killing regulations, and we're unleashing job-creating American energy like we've never unleashed before. We've ended the war on beautiful, clean coal, and it's just been announced that a second brand-new coal mine where they're going to take out clean coal, meaning they're taking out coal, they're going to clean it, is opening in the state of Pennsylvania, the second one. And the state of West Virginia, which was way behind and lagging, was now, in terms of GDP increase, second last quarter to the state of Texas. How about that? West Virginia. And they have a great governor in West Virginia, Governor Jim Justice, who just quit the Democrats and joined the Republican Party. In the proud tradition of America's great leaders, from George Washington, please don't take his statue, Douglas. Please. Does anybody want George Washington's statue? No. Is that sad? Is that all sad? To Lincoln, to Teddy Roosevelt. I see they want to take Teddy Roosevelt's down to.
They checked the live stream.
They're trying
stream
to figure out why they don't
been going.
They're trying to take away our culture. They're trying to take away our history. And our weak leaders, they do it overnight.
I can't really
These
tell.
Things have been there for 150 years,
so
for 100 years.
Started
you go back to a university
9,
and it's gone.
It's over an hour long.
Weak, weak people. We are going to protect American industry. We are going to protect.
No, I'm
the
just
American
saying the rally's been about an
no
hour long.
Will we allow other countries to close our factories, steal our jobs, and drain our wealth? We are building our future with American hands, American labor, American iron, aluminum, and steel. We will buy American, and we will hire American. I immediately withdrew the United States from the disastrous Trans-Pacific Partnership. Would have been a disaster. And you know that one of the worst deals that anybody in history has ever entered into. We have begun formal renegotiation with Mexico and Canada on NAFTA.
What about the sequester? What about
and
the sequester?
Honest, I've been talking about NAFTA for a long time. And I'm
Isn't the sequester
Karen, we'll turn,
one of the worst?
We'll turn Trump down to the background here. Let me turn Trump down to the background. We've got 12 minutes that we can discuss.
He was talking about NAFTA. He was talking about NAFTA being one of the worst deals in history that America has made. But I'm wondering about the sequester. That's pretty bad as well.
Both of the countries, but in particular Mexico.
And I believe
well,
in
by
that
sequester?
It, the agreement that I know in the agreement. Is the deal that for every increase in military, we must increase in welfare
mm-hmm.
programs.
I know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm.
And that also involved a cut to the military, I believe.
Oh, hold on. I have to close this.
And I
Sorry,
can't remember.
Karen. I've got so much technology going here.
It's all right.
So back to your sequester point, then your concern.
Well, I don't remember all the details about the sequester agreement, but I do know the main point is that it did cut the military, I think, a few percentage points in terms of spending, but the main issue was for every increase in military, it was a deal that Obama and the Republicans
mm-hmm.
made, and it's still, I believe, in effect right now. For every increase in military, the agreement was there would have to be an increase in social programs, Medicare, Medicaid, food stamps, etc.
Right.
But
I haven't read
up on the sequester. But I just know that That is something that military people complain about. People that I know that are in the military, they bring that up as like, when we're talking about we're needing expanding the military, they bring up, we've got the sequester and our hands are tied. And even though Trump has talked about expanding the military, the sequester, whatever those terms are, I know a few people that I've spoken with, they're
doing,
not happy. Well,
no,
I mean, look for example.
He doesn't,
look
there's
for
some things
example,
he can do by executive order and some things he has to. It takes time to do it. That's all there is
to it. Well, right. I wouldn't
when,
want
especially
him to
when
do,
he's being fought at every angle.
Well, but to me, I don't care so much about Trump. I care about what happens. I don't really care about what's Trump's. I mean, yes, but I care about what our party does. And our party, we still have the sequester in place, even though we have the majority of the Senate and we have the majority easily in the House. And I just don't have any sympathy for.
You know, Taryn,
for,
what, I'm you know, I get that. But I'm so concerned that Trump even, that he just doesn't get assassinated. What's going on against Trump right now? Your point is well taken.
Well, that's
okay,
a completely different,
but
that's a completely.
That we've got, we have to, there's some other battles we have to win before we can get to that detail. Not that it's a small detail. But
well, no, that's
get,
what he's worrying about every day. He's worrying about things like the sequester and the military. And I mean, for example, there have been, I believe, at least two, and there maybe have been three within the last year, naval incidents, naval collisions with the U.S., with Navy ships. And I mean,
something fishy going on there.
Your instinct is to go to something fishy, but really is we are putting our men and our ships out there. But we haven't expanded the Navy enough so that we're putting guys out there that are facing very busy waterways, like the crash that just happened a few days ago or last week. That was in a very, very trafficked waterway. There were a lot of ships passing through there. And, I mean, my assumption, and I believe what the reporting has said, is that this was just human error, and it just had to do with the fact that the waterway was very busy, and we don't have the fleet that we actually need, and we are putting ships and we are putting people out there that may not have been ready. Say if this was Reagan's Navy, that these people may not be on the front line. It just sounds like we need more people. We need
we need the equipment. And one of the things he said earlier in the rally too is exactly that, about what we need to properly outfit our men and women so they have the right tools and technology. He's working on that. It's 6-7 months.
Everything that I hear and everything that I read is, yes, he's talking, but he can't do this because there's this sequester that's looming over the heads at a time when we really need to, more than any other part in our military, our Navy really is at a time that it needs to be beefed up. And we're seeing these incidental collisions as a result of beefing up the Navy without actually expanding it. We are putting our Navy to work more, but we're not expanding our program.
These ships take time to build. Number one, it's years to build one of these things. It's a big process. He can.
Well, of course.
I mean,
the
future. Yeah, it's. Hold on, he's finishing up.
This is our opportunity to recapture our dynasty like never before. To rebuild our future. To deliver justice for every forgotten man, woman, and child in America. Freedom will prevail. Our values will endure. Our citizens will prosper. Arizona will thrive. And our beloved nation will succeed. Like never, ever
before. Do you see that
before.
Guy's shirt in the
so
background?
So to Americans young and old, near and far,
with the stars,
cities small and large,
no, there's a guy, Black
tonight.
Republic, Black
we
for Trump.
Oh, I see, yeah. I've been watching him during the rally. Yeah, the guy's great.
We
no,
will
read
make
it. Oh,
America
okay, okay. I misread.
Wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And we will make America great again. Thank you, Arizona. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, I know you were eating some steak during the beginning of the rally. Let me tell you something. The part where you came in, it was tame. And
I was.
The whole beginning, you've got to go. Did you watch the part where Trump just obliterated the media and what he did?
No,
he pulled out his
no, I was watching. I was watching Beat Bobby Flay. Food
he
Network.
He pulled out the statement that he read.
Food Network.
No, Bobby Flay. Where are we on time? 3 minutes left. So he pulled out the statement that he read.
Mm-hmm.
Concerning Charlottesville and how the media has been calling him and us racist because of that. And this is their new message now that Russia's over. And he read it and he went through it line by line and he just obliterated them. He said, this is my words. When you go through it and force them to look at these words, read these words.
I know.
To heal the whole country with love. I mean, it's just pathetic is the word he used. You know what they
of
did,
course,
Taryn? All
but,
the red lights
he,
that he can see on the live cameras, they start shutting the lights off. The cameras are being turned off. I was watching a feed on Periscope. People are reporting in. CNN is shutting off the audio, blah, blah, blah. They freaking censor it. They
well,
cannot.
You don't know that for sure because I've filmed, and there is no red light. The only red light that comes on is in your viewfinder. As a camera operator, the only red light is in the camera operator's viewfinder. You can't see the red lights on the outside.
On the big professional cameras? The
yes,
people
on
can
the
turn
big
around
professional
and look at
cameras.
You can tell when the you
no,
can tell
my,
when
my
live.
Point
when
is
it goes live,
that
there's
red
a light.
My no, there's not. There's not. There is for home cameras, and there may be for some professional, but the professional cameras that I've used, it's inside the viewfinder.
90 seconds.
What was your point?
Can you imagine that he's been going through all the rallies and all these different rallies before and after the election, and he's been saying that same thing. Look at the red lights are going off. The people are turning around. That nobody's ever called him out on that. That's not something that's really
well,
happening.
I think he's saying that as a way to communicate that he thinks they're he's just noticing them putting down their cameras and not looking in.
Well, tonight when he did that in the second time around, that's what he said. He said, hey, why don't you just fold up the tripods and take them out? It was hilarious. My point being, go back.
But he doesn't know.
Tonight. It was a great – this is probably the greatest rally in Trump history.
He doesn't know
happened to
what
our
the
audio
technical director – he doesn't know what the technical director is doing. That red light thing, it's not applicable. That's all my
15
point
seconds.
Is.
Okay. Oh,
but
I'm gonna research that now. Now you made me research.
Go ahead.
All right, Taryn, 5 seconds.
Should know what the media is gonna do. by now. He should. I thought we had till 11.
But we can still talk. But hold on a second.
I'm sorry.